Hi, this is Aaron Jones, magician, coming to you from Shikoku in Japan with another magic audio boo. And today I wanted to talk about making magic second nature. What do I mean by this? Well, I mean rehearsing and practicing your magic so that any moves become second nature. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, go and have a look at Lance Burton's dove routine and you'll see exactly what I mean. You want to practice so much and so well that any moves you do, you don't have to think, because if you think, you will be caught. So you want to practice it. It's like sports or martial arts. You practice those things until everything is second nature. You don't actually have to consciously think about it. And you want to do that with your magic as well. You want to rehearse the moves, and then you want to rehearse the routine, which I've talked many, many, many times about in these audio boos. But you want to keep the magic second nature. Once the magic has become second nature, then you can work in the timing with your routining, misdirection, etc. Especially if you're going to do magic professionally or you're going to go into competitions, you really want to have everything second nature. You don't want to have to think about what is coming next. Your body needs to know exactly what's coming next, where to move, and how to get it. Because as soon as you think, your patter or your body movements will give away something is strange. And so you keep practicing that way. Now, to do this, you do have to practice long and over and over and over and over again. And to do this properly, especially if you're doing stuff where you're using pockets or you're sitting down, you need to get dressed and do it that way. I wrote in the blog recently, actually today, and before. And you got to rehearse everything as you would if you're doing it live, because otherwise you won't get the moves. Something will be a little bit off and your body will go in the wrong position and you'll have to fish for things. And the last thing you want to do is fish for props. You don't want to fish for moves. It's got to be second nature. It's got to be automatic, without thinking, unconscious thinking. And if you look at some of the greatest performers, like I mentioned, Lance Burton, or if you watch even Cardini, even some of the great close-up workers, everything is second nature. And it's like sports. It's a skill, and you have to put it through like sports or practicing language, for example. If you want to learn a language, it's got to be second nature. You don't want to think. You don't want to be translating things. You don't want to be thinking ahead when you don't need to. You want to do it so that you don't have to think, so things happen automatically. That way you can concentrate on your performance and your interaction with the audience, as well as it makes your magic much stronger. And it makes you look much more professional, and I can't talk right, but that's okay. More professional, and it just makes everything much cleaner, and you don't stumble around on stage, because trust me, people do see things if you don't have it down to second nature. So if you have a new effect, don't rush it into your show the next day. Practice it until it is second nature, that you don't have to think about what you're doing, because if you think about it, it's over. Anyways, that's all for this short magic audio boo. If you have any comments or suggestions, please let me know. You can email me at aaron@aaronjones.com. You can visit me on my Facebook site at Aaron Jones Magic. Follow me at Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic. And if you're on Google Buzz, you can get me at magicelvis@gmail.com. Until the next time, talk to you later and have a good one. Goodbye.